morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Most of you know that if you've been watching. I got a great show today. It's an informative show, and it's a wonderful show because we're going to talk about raising money for kids to go to camp, theater camp. And I will tell you what a week this is going to be for all of us. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, I'd like to introduce Michael Fabrizio and his mom, Kathy Fabrizio, and the guy in the background is his dad, Michael Fabrizio. Yeah.
He's gone. Yeah.
He's trying to duck behind the flowers. Forget it, dude. You're too big. Anyhow, we're here to talk about a fundraiser, the David Grover Memorial Concert, to raise funds for the Berkshire Theater Group Summer Camp for Kids in Need. Michael is up from Nashville. I talk like that when Michael comes up because I want him to feel at home. He's up from Nashville, and he's a wonderful country and Western singer. He's a songwriter. He's a producer. But most importantly, well, not for our purposes, he's one great entertainer, and he's one great guy. The good-looking lady you see with him is not his daughter. No, it's his mother. And she's with us all the way. We have worked on this concert. I think, is this the third or fourth one? Third?
This is the fourth.
Right?
Well, third is David Grover.
Though. Third David Grover one. Right.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah, the third David Grover. Yep. Yeah. So without further ado, and we'll go ahead and do it. Kathy, dates, and it's going to be, this is really cool, because you're going to love it. It's going to be a boulder dash out in Richmond, plenty of parking. You can be inside, outside, wherever you want. And so from there, hit it. Kathy and Michael, it's your show.
Well, it's going to be Friday, July 18th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. Kathy Jo Grover, Michael Wartella, her son, will be opening along with the chorus and members of the theater chorus and the education program as well. It helps so many children to express themselves, to learn how to feel comfortable in their own skin, to feel comfortable in front of people, to do something that's a little out of their comfort zone, but different and exciting for them. And it turns them into different people. Sometimes they surprise themselves and they're just so proud of themselves with what they accomplished throughout these camps. So Michael, you go ahead and tell them what the plans are.
Yeah. So this, we've done this show now for, I think, 8 years. And it started as a different scholarship fund, but it was doing the same thing. So I can tell you that over the last 8 years, we've raised a lot of money and we've sent a lot of kids to this camp. And I think that it's benefited the community as a whole because you are influencing youth. And that's the future of any community. You want a happy and thriving community. And that's what David Grover wanted and was instrumental in providing happiness to children, experiences, exposure, like my mom said, expression of different, you know, behaviors and all of that. So, yeah, it's a really important event. I absolutely love and look forward to this event. Not only to honor my dear friend David, but also to, you know, inspire other people to be creative and be artistic and, you know, don't shy away from things because they're difficult.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, for those of us, who remember David Grover, he was everything to so many kids. He would have them singing and just being themselves. And and this is a tribute to him, too. Yeah. And it really is. And as Kathy Fabrizio said, Kathy Jo Grover and her son, Mike Wartella.
Wartella.
Thank you. I knew you'd get it. You know what you're dealing with here. They're going to be part of it, but also their kiddos will be singing.
Right.
And I know from my experience in the juvenile justice field, these kinds of things are the best prevention to juvenile delinquency that you can have.
Yes.
You give kids a dream and let them chase it.
Yes.
And Bircher Theater Group, Barrington Stage, Shakespeare and Company all have these youth programs. And this show has been supportive of them for since I've been on the radio.
Yeah.
Because that I how much I believe in the show.
Correct.
And you know, Michael, you go all over entertaining. And you must see so many kids in the audience. Their eyes are that big looking at you and saying, can I do this? Well, this gives them a chance to go to camp and give it a shot. And their
I think that's my favorite member of the audience is always the kids.
Yeah.
They're so uninhibited and, you know, they feel the music. My son who's three is just drenched in music constantly. And, you know, I think it really has helped him with language, obviously. And then of course, musical things like melody and tempo and all of those things that can then could really transfer yeah. over into a lot of different, you know, aspects of life and career.
Yeah. And we can't go any further till we talk about your beautiful daughter.
Can't wait to have you guys hear her.
She is magnificent.
And
she's got the
exponentially grown.
Yeah. And she's got the entertainment genes. Yeah, as they say.
She does. Yeah, it should be a wonderful evening. All taking place at Balderdash in Richmond, Massachusetts, which is a winery. Yeah. It's in the restored barn, beautiful venue. And please get your tickets early because there is a limited capacity. We have usually for the ticket holders, we have a little cheese crackers. Chocolate Springs is donating some chocolates. And it's just a nice little appetizer for the paying and thanking people for purchasing their tickets and supporting this event. And there's a food truck. I think it's... Flavors. It was a taste of the Malaysian restaurant that was on McKay Street, and that's going to be a wonderful food truck for us, and it'll be busy. So the little appetizers will take the edge off, and people will be able to go to get some food as well, and to enjoy the wine and the atmosphere is incredible. And the music is going to be wonderful. So I really encourage
everyone to see it again. The venue itself is relaxing.
It is. It really is.
Get there, get out of your car, package up all those little things you've been worried about all day, blah, blah, blah. Put a bow on it, put it in the car, walk out, look at the beauty, listen to the music, have a good time.
Right.
And know you're doing something good for somebody else. And, you know, in today's day, in today's world, that those kinds of things are few and far between. That's why Michael and Kathy and myself and a whole bunch of other people work so hard to bring this together so that these kids, and once again, let me fall back on some of these kiddos would never see the inside of a theater.
No.
And so it's as foreign to them as, well, I took French as to me. But, guys, you guys are into this home music scene, you know. Sister Maria Thomas asked me to leave the choir. So I don't know what that meant. Did the best I could. Michael, what do you get out of this? You know, I mean, well, when you see
for,
the
for me, it's really you know, a flashback to the first time that I walked into like a Major League Baseball stadium. You know, and some of these kids, you know, you've not been in a theater, right? And for the first 4 years of this, we did it at the Colonial, which we're hoping to reignite some of that in the future years as well. But you know, it's really the satisfaction is it's all over my face when I'm there because
You're just at ease, man.
And I get to do what I love in front of friends and family that I love, and you know, David and I were, you know, very close, as he was with so many people. And, you know, to be able to, it's really an honor, you know, to do this in his name and to also support Berkshire Theater, who has done so much for the community. And they've put so much work into this, alongside you and my mom. And like you said, so many other people. So, you know, it's just really humbling, I think, to be able to show up and perform for people that, you know, that you care about and for a cause that, you know, is, you know, going to do something beneficial for the community that you grew up in.
Yeah. And the venue itself, well, let's take a couple of minutes and just, when I hear winery, I mean, I hear people whining all day, but this is that they actually make wine and, and it's a one, I can't express how wonderful the venue is. You can go out, you can still hear the music. You can relax, you can walk and watch the water. It's just, it's a perfect venue for, in my opinion, for this kind of a concert because you can bring your little kids. You don't have to worry if they run around. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah, and there's an intimacy to the venue, which is always my favorite shows. From big stages are fun, but you do lose the intimacy to it, you know, and a lot of the times with lights in your face, you can't even see the crowd. So this is really an opportunity to connect with people and for them to also feel the connection between the artist and the fan.
Right.
And I think, too, Michael kind of alluded to it a little bit, but would it be safe to say, Michael, David Grover had a big influence on the life you've chosen?
David actually was the one that convinced me to move to Nashville and was also the one that specifically said, you know, don't change the way that you write because the way that you write is extremely unique in your phrasing and your words. And, you know, that really stuck with me because when you're there, especially when you're there, you know, in the first few years, you really start to conform because what you're trying to do is get songs cut by country artists, and they typically cut certain types of songs. So it's very easy to conform and try to write like everybody else because that's what they're playing and that's the business side of it. Right. So I did do that, you know, for a number of years. And then I thought of David, and my wife put together this, I don't know what she called it. It's like an idea board, but it was all.
Yeah.
And it basically, you know, got me back to who I am as a person and as an artist. And I thought of David too in that moment of, you know, don't change, you know, be who you are. And I think that's important in any situation. But yeah, David was extremely instrumental in me being confident enough to make that move and to feel like, you know, I was worth a damn, frankly. You know, you hear it from somebody like David Grover, and it gives you all the confidence in the world.
Right. Yeah. And I wanted you to bring it because I had heard that you had shared that in the past. And let me say this about you, and I don't want to put you on embarrass you or anything, but you're doing that to a lot of kids that maybe you don't have the closeness that you had with David, but they're watching you. And they're saying, I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can do that. And, you know, for so many kiddos today, parents are working 2 and 3 jobs to make an ends meet. So what the Berkshire Theater Group youth program does, education program, is it gives them that foundation, that kernel that can grow if it gets fed and watered, and that's what we're trying to do. Give them money to bring these kiddos to camp, to just make it a happening.
It exposes it. It exposes the children to not only the music and not only the acting portion of the theater, but the backstage, the costumes, the technical part that they did not realize that they had a talent for, you know? And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to say, I've been part of this from the back going forward versus, you know, I may not be the star, but, you know, I was instrumental in the sets, in the design, in the technical aspect of it, in the costumes. And, you know, and I think children, you know, when you think of theater, you think that, you know, it's performance only, but you know, as well as I do, a lot of these children excel in so many other ways, you know, in direction, in setting, in the set, the scenes,
everything. Costume design.
Correct. I mean. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, there's just so much involved in that. And then put together that with meeting all of the people in all aspects of the theater, you know, and you really opened up a whole new level of experience for yourself and potential for yourself.
Yeah. And beautiful. And then today, we can't do enough for kiddos.
Correct. Yeah.
We can't. I'm sorry. I know this offends some people. I got some hate mail a couple weeks back when I mentioned a book. The name of the book, Anxious Generation. If you're a parent, grandparent, you need to read it. Because getting kids playing an instrument instead of playing their cell phone.
Exactly. Right.
Michael, when did you start playing?
I started playing piano when I was about 12, and it was a little bit late. My mom was actually trying to get me to, I think, do it earlier, but I fought it for whatever reason. I did.
And well, didn't you play the trumpet or saxophone in school? Didn't you take one of those?
Yeah, I had a very, I don't know if I'll call him aggressive teacher in elementary school, and it kind of turned me away. From learning an instrument. And that's another thing that, you know, is important to know is, you know, who you have to inspire you or to teach you. You know, teachers are so important, whether it's, you know, math teacher, science teacher, music teacher. You know, it's really important. So yeah, I picked up the saxophone after the recorder, of course. And I ended up leaving those lessons and just feeling like irritated and upset. And, you know, I hate saxophone. I don't want to play saxophone. And then it wasn't until, you know, 3 or 4 years later where I started playing piano, and taking lessons. I think I took lessons for a couple of years, and then kind of branched out on my own. And then guitar I learned while I was in college. And then, harmonica I kind of picked up as I was driving back and forth from the Berkshires to Boston at the time. And, I think, you're never really too young to learn an instrument, and you're never too old either. You know, there's plenty of YouTube videos. There's plenty of instructors and teachers that are out there. And, you know, if you are curious about playing an instrument and you think that I can't do this, I'm too old, I would say just from a therapeutic standpoint, it's a fantastic thing to add to your life, because there's so many things that maybe you don't want to talk about or don't want to say, but you can express them through your music if you write words, or you can express it through playing a guitar or piano.
Yeah, that's terrific, Michael. And you're right. Music to me, like when I'm trying to write something, I put on classical music.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, whether I don't know if I have anything left in my brain, but if I did, it makes it work. And I mean that.
It's a universal language. Music is the universal language. I think it speaks. I mean, I listen to a lot of Italian music. I listen to French music. And even though you don't always know what they're saying, I mean, sometimes you're breaking down in tears. Sometimes you're laughing. Sometimes you're clapping and dancing and yelling. And, you know, it doesn't really matter. There's such a parallel between the music and your heart and your soul. And you kind of get like that buzzy feeling when you hear something that hits you. And, you know, I don't know other things that can do that. There's no drugs or alcohol that are going to give you that feeling. There's no therapy. You know, there's, I think the universal healer and the universal language of love and compassion and all of those major emotions, you know, they're felt through music universally.
There used to be on North Street down across from the banks down there near the banks, an old coffee shop. They went out of business many years ago, but I love going in there because you just made me think of it. I would go in there for a coffee and they'd be playing foreign music, French music, Italian music, and some of the old Broadway stuff. And it was just such a relaxing atmosphere rather than having somebody screaming at you.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, Michael, I don't want to embarrass you, but I could watch you play that piano because, you know, my parents had better sense than to pay for me piano lessons, but they paid for singing lessons and they asked me to leave that. So, when I watch Michael Fabrizio play the piano, it's like watching a fine ballerina because he does it effortlessly. And you sometimes you think I'm sleeping, Michael, but I'm not. I just close my eyes to listen. And I learned that from a friend of mine who's visually impaired. And he has told me, like with Shakespeare, when you go to Shakespeare, you can watch it, but if you really want to get the essence, close your eyes and listen to the rhythm of Shakespeare and the word. That's kind of the way I find. And I've known Michael since he was a kid. But I will tell you this. I've seen a lot of shows in my career all over the world. But when you see Michael Fabrizio perform, you won't forget it because you are totally entertained. If you let go of all those things running around in your head, you know, oh, geez, did I shut the light off? Did I turn that dishwasher on? But it doesn't make any difference. Sit there and enjoy that part of your life.
And I get to get away from thinking like that, too.
Yeah, and then Michael can play his piano and say, oh, yeah, I forgot to turn on the dishwasher. You know, but no, I mean it. And you said it. It is a universal language. And the more I think the more we get people involved with the theater, with music, singing and playing instruments and just letting go, just to get rid of all this.
And I think, too, like the self-worth that you gain, like my daughter is currently taking electric guitar classes, just did a camp in Nashville. And, you know, I've never seen her, not never, but, you know, she was so uplifted and so excited. And, you know, that adds to your self-esteem and it adds to how you look at yourself and how you carry yourself, excuse me. So, yeah, I mean,
and if Kathy's going to tell us again, here's what you have to do, but let me preface Kathy, and I'll follow up with Kathy. Don't procrastinate.
Right.
There's not a lot of tickets. You got to get there. Get your tickets now. Berkshire Theater Group box office. Don't hesitate. Kathy, hit it.
You can go.
Mom, can I mention one thing? I think you can't go to Balderdash on this particular day unless you have a ticket. Is that correct or no?
Right. Well, you they're more expensive at the door. We try to try to discourage people from getting it at the door. It's kind of time consuming, and just get them online. Berkshire Theater Group online. Here we go again. The event is called the David Grover Scholarship Event. Here we go again, and just purchase your tickets. And they're $40. Online, and if you happen to purchase them at the door, then they'll be $45. There's going to be a raffle for artwork there. There will be a raffle for a lottery tree there as well. That Bill Roseanne Sturgeon is has helped out with, and Sherry Haddad has so generously agreed to donate her time and efforts towards that. And so, I mean, there's something for everyone there. And I think you'll enjoy the day. It's entertaining. It's wonderful. We've had beautiful weather in the past, and hopefully we'll have that again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So please do to get your tickets, go online, grab your tickets, call the box office at the Berkshire Theater Group's box office. With that number, I can give you that number too. I'll have to look it up, but
and yeah. I'll probably
while you're looking it up, Mark, the paintings that will be available are from the local wonderful, fabulous Marge Bride. She's done the 4th of July poster, I don't know, since I don't want to a long time, and she's a wonderful artist, and she has donated these to be raffled off, or however they're going to do it, to again, to give kiddos a chance to bring out their artistic side. Correct. You know, I can't stress that enough again, because Michael alluded to Annabella, his daughter, and I watch Annabella from when she was a little kid sing with him to now she's a performer, and she's excellent. She's excellent. And if I were Michael, I'd be getting worried that, you know, might outshine them. But that's okay.
I hope she does.
I wasn't going to say that, Michael. But, you know, this venue, again, I can't say enough, Balderdash. If you've never been there, you'll be excited to go there, and you'll go back. Correct. If you've been there and you haven't gone back recently, come on back. Because this is a great fundraiser. And I will stake my reputation, as bad as it is, on every dime that you give will go to those camps.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely every right. Dime. And the number for tickets is 413-997-4444. 413-997-4444. So just call. You can purchase your tickets from on the phone.
Yeah.
You can go online to Berkshire Theater Group and purchase them there. There's a schedule there. You'll be able to see the Here We Go Again event on July 18th at 5:30. And, you know, come and enjoy the Kathy Joe, Mike Wortella, our opening, the children chorus. Michael also sings one of David's songs called Here We Go Again, or Here We Go Around Again. And that's the title of this event. Yeah. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song, very, very emotional song. So, come and enjoy yourself. Say hello. Stop and say hello. Say hello to Michael. Say hello. Come up and say hello to me. Say hello to Bill and Roseanne. Everyone is, you know, would be more than happy to say hello and talk to you and answer any of your questions.
And I hate that. There'll be food trucks there, right?
Correct. Yep.
Truck. Yep.
Yes. Yep.
So you can go and have your meal and listen to the music and
have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I think you can also bring your own food too.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah. I think
so. You could pack like a picnic thing, and you can't bring alcohol, but you can bring food.
And the other thing is, and have a glass of wine, but you cannot wine.
Right.
Have a glass of wine. Cannot wine.
Correct.
No whining.
No whining is necessary.
No whining. We're going to have to take a break. I am here today with two people I think the world of, Kathy Fabrizio and Michael Fabrizio. And the Polish princess and I were dedicated to this program, to this Berkshire Theater Group, to all that they do for kiddos. Because with my background, Carmen Massimiano, God rest his soul, used to have a saying when he was on the school committee. And let me share it with you. He would say when they whined and cried about the budget, you can pay me now, or you can wait till they come to jail, and you can pay me later. But you make the decision. And that's how I feel. Give kids an opportunity. That's what this is about. This is real.
That's right.
We'll be right back. 89.7 WTBR, FM on your radio dial, and PCTV channel 1301 Spectrum Cable. We are now broadcasting down into Southern Berkshire. So there you go. Wideband, please, folks. And those kids can go to Berkshire Theater Camp, too. Southern Berkshire, Northern Berkshire, Central Berkshire. They have a process. Use it. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. Okay. These wonderful people, good-looking people, not me, them. One is Michael Fabrizio. He's the guy with the full head of hair, and I'm the guy with no hair. And his mother, Kathy Fabrizio. We're here talking about the David Grover concert. It's sponsored by Berkshire Theater Group, the Colonial, Downs, Unicorn, all of it. And it's an effort in their education department to open, raise money for kids to go to summer theater camp. I'll say that again. Not just summer camp, summer theater camp. So, and for kind of, I don't want to say all disadvantaged kids, but for kiddos who probably would never on most days see the inside of a theater.
Right.
And now they're not only going to see it, they're going to be part of it.
Correct.
And I hate to do this, and it'll replace these.
Yeah.
The whole time they're at camp, they'll be doing something other than looking at that.
That's right.
That will teach you only how to dial.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to dial, just say dial.
Yeah.
Now, Michael Fabrizio, actor, performer, entertainer, songwriter, producer, guitarist, pianist. And I said in the last half hour, and I mean this, if you could just, all you have to do to relax is just sit, listen to him sing. But what I listen to him sing, obviously, but what I watch him do is his fingers dance on the piano. They just dance. He plays a guitar, too. He's never asked me to sing, but he's heard me.
I have asked you.
You have? The high point was the first concert when I introduced you on the stage of the Colonial. I felt all those ghosts of the past there. What an exciting night that was. But this will be at Boulder Dash in Richmond. Kathy will tell you the hours. And bring your kids, really. You can stay outside. You don't have to go in the barn with them. If they're older kids, you can bring them in. But if they're kids that happened last year, remember, Kathy? There were a bunch of kids outside with parents.
Right. Well, there's a lot of kids that are coming from the Colonials.
Themselves, yeah.
Chorus as well. Yeah, yeah. I do want to mention the sponsors. Every year, you know, I'm asking for sponsorship for this program, you know, to be able to support these children that go to camp and this whole event. And every year, without fail, the names that I'm going to read off are the people who step up all the time. I mean, it gets to the point where, I mean, I feel terrible having to ask them, but I always see them just so willing to give for the children. And I just want to mention our sponsors. First of all, Bill and Roseanne Sturgeon, you've been amazing. You've been amazing every single year. And not only do they sponsor this program, but they also provide some tickets for children, for families who can't afford to come to this concert. They donate some of the tickets for these families, and the Berkshire Theater will find the families that would want to go, and their ticket is paid for by Bill and Roseanne. I mean, it's pretty amazing. You've got Carr Hardware, who every year when we ask them, they always come and step up to the plate for us.
Art Razor never lets us down.
No, he's amazing.
Our Hardware, Bart Racer, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Lipton Energy, Mike Lipton, amazing. He's a good friend and an amazing person, and he does not hesitate. He's one of the first people who donates. He's an incredible man. The Keter family. The Keter family's been instrumental in their donations. They're always anonymous, but and we're mentioning them this year. And they've been instrumental in this war memorial field, this memorial for the Vietnam veterans memorial wall that is coming to Lenox, and that has come to Lenox today. And yeah. The ceremony will be tomorrow. And Michael will be playing in that as well. Yeah.
Just an FYI, folks, we're filming this in advance. This show will air on Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then Dr. Richard and Kate Basile, friends of ours that have every year just don't hesitate. They don't hesitate. They donate and they buy tickets. Jim Salvi. Jim Selvey's new to us this year, but what an amazing person. Came up to me, what do you need? I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful man. And his car dealership, and he's gone through, you know, there's a lot of construction this year, and you know, it's expensive. But so I really thank him so much for donating to this. Patriot Car Wash, Dave Kamali. He's been incredible every single year. Yeah. He's incredible. And I can't say enough about him and his generosity and just the person that he is. He's just a wonderful, kind, caring person. And I thank him from the bottom of my heart.
We belong on a monthly thing, the Kamali Car Wash. So they Berkshire Car Wash, Kamali Car Wash. We got the little sticker. We go. You can go as much as you want. That's what I like.
Also friends, Rick and Emily Gowdy, another couple that just don't hesitate to, you know, when you ask for it, they step up to the plate, and I'm just, you know, proud to have them as friends, as I am with everyone else. Chocolate Springs, Josh at Chocolate Springs. It's been a difficult year for Chocolate Springs. Prices have gone up, and, he again has, volunteer to provide chocolates for our opening little appetizer section. So he every year does it for us. He comes to the concert. He enjoys himself. He has a great time, and we have a great time seeing him. So I just want to thank all of them, and thank you so much. My friend Margot Garrett, she was part, she was a Juilliard professor. She's a famed Grammy-winning pianist, and a very, very good and wonderful friend to us. Make sure, she says to me, please send me the sponsorship form every year, she said, because I will donate. And she has, and she always does. And I thank her from the bottom of my heart. So those are our sponsors, and I thank you so much. And I hope to see everyone there. You know, yeah. Sponsors get tickets. So I hope that they will come and see for themselves where and how this event benefits so many people.
And enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much tension and anger and anxiety. I guarantee you, if you go there and don't bring it in with you, leave it in the car, you will have an unbelievably pleasant. I think of last year. I mean, I just left there a different person than when I came, because I was just more relaxed. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the music and the watching the kids. And I'm like Michael. I watch the kids, and they're glowing. They're doing. This is who I am, they're saying. And boy, it does, you know, I see these armored cars following the hearse. You can't take it with you. So this is a Berkshire Theater Group's educational division, worth any dime you give them. Trust me when I tell you, it goes right to the kiddos.
Correct.
And Michael, I mean, I think we, not to leave you out, you ought to start the show. Thank you for giving up your time and your talent to come up here and put on this magnificent show. I met Michael. I tell this story every year. How did I meet Michael? Well, I was at a concert that was supposed to be somebody else. And I know their parents, or this person's parents. So anyhow, I said, well, we'll go. And Michael come on stage. And I said, oh, right. The guy, something abruptly happened. He couldn't make it, sick or something. I don't know. Anyhow, Michael started playing the piano. And I thought, I got to get this guy on the show. This guy is great. So the show ended. Intermission. So I notice he's heading into the men's room. What a better place to interview a guy, right? You can't go anywhere. So I followed him right in, and I made him commit right there at the urinals. He committed to coming on the show. So I will, and we've been, I hope, good friends ever since.
Yeah, for sure.
His dad, you know his dad, famous world class pediatrician, and I got to give his dad a credit. My son, Patrick, got hit by a car when we lived in Leavenworth, Kansas. The doctors in Kansas said he'll probably always walk with a pronounced limp. He'll probably never play sports, but he'll adjust to it. Well, we came back to Pittsfield, went to Dr. Fabrizio. I shared with the doctor what they told us. He said, why would you ever, something to this effect, plant a seed like that in a child's head? Let them. Patrick played football, ran track, wrestled. I mean, we will be forever grateful to Dr. Michael Fabrizio.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And Michael, thank you. I mean, this is your prime time down there in Nashville.
Yeah, this is it's a little hot down there, so it's a little bit of a reprieve as well.
Not today.
It's just an honor to be a part of this, especially we're going on, I think, year seven. And, you know, all the good that we've done, all the experiences, all the people that I've met through this, you know, it's been unbelievable. And then getting to work with Balderdash, you know, yeah. Donna and Christian are wonderful friends, and great people. And they're always so welcoming, to everybody that's there. Donna's, you know, her hospitality is at probably the highest level that you can get. She's right. Really fantastic.
I think the world of her.
Correct.
And you know, like you guys said, it's a fantastic event. It's going to be very fun, lighthearted, you know, right. Full of, I'm doing some cover songs. I'm doing some songs in Italian, some opera stuff. I'm doing a David Grover song. I'm doing some, a very special moment this year is my daughter and I wrote a song specifically for this event that now that it's pretty much done, we love it so much that I'm likely going to have it recorded, wow. You know, in Nashville by some friends of mine. It's just, you know, it's one of my favorite events of the year. And I think everybody that comes, has that same feeling. They take yeah. something away from it just as I do. And just as we all, you know, we all kind of get something from it. And you know, it's, it's benefiting the children and opening up new experiences and new doors to kids that didn't have those doors were locked, you know? So it's, yeah. There's really this, it's just all positive. It's a very yeah. good event.
That is excellent.
I think that's where, you know, you just need to focus your attention on, like, let's have a really positive day. Let's go out, listen mm-hmm. to some, you know, listen to some music and honor David, honor the youth of our county, and support the people that are supporting that. And Berkshire Theater Group has been just phenomenal over the last 7 years. I've worked with them quite a bit on every, you know, event from the, I did something at the Barrington Stage. I did something at the Unicorn. I've done Colonial numerous times, Balderdash, and it's always just the nicest people. And, you know, you don't get that sometimes in the entertainment industry. You've got a lot of egos and a lot of personalities, and, you know, you don't see that with the people at Berkshire Theater. So it's really just a all around very positive. It's going to be a fantastic event, as always. Let history repeat itself, because in this instance, at least. Yeah, so we really hope to see you there. I promise, I put a stamp on it that you'll have a good time.
Sure.
And I think Bill can say the same.
As I said, if you go there and don't bring all your worries and troubles, go there to be entertained. You will be entertained, and you will feel better when you leave. And I mean that. Even if it's just listening to the music outside in the open air, you don't have to be inside. It's much more fun if you are, because you can watch everything and you can watch the kids. And that's what I do. I watch, and they come in kind of nervous. And then once they get started, they puff right up and perform. And to me, that's a blessing that we're happy to contribute to.
Right.
Because that's a blessing. Absolutely. Sometimes they'll never get. I've told this story before. I'll tell it one more time. Probably I won't more times. But we, Roseanne and I, in another situation, we went to see a play again with one of the Barrington Stage, you say, a playwright mentoring project. And there was this girl, and she wrote a play to touch. I almost cried. And by now you realize I don't cry very often. It was called That Girl. And when Roseanne and I went up to her, the Polish princess, and we went up to her afterwards, and we said, that was beautiful. That was from your heart. That was probably the best play we saw tonight. Then we get a call from the theater person saying, you know, I just want to tell you, what's her name? And I'm not going to was crying. And I said, what did I say? What do we say? He said, no, you don't understand. She was maybe 16, 17. No one in her entire life had ever told her she'd done, had done anything good or well.
Wow. Wow.
And that touched her, and it touched us.
Right.
So you never know what you're, you know, it's a cheap price that may, you may save some kid's future.
Correct. You don't know the effect you're going to have on people
no.
at all.
No.
It's incredible.
No.
And you don't know what your soul needs too, you know? Sometimes yeah. you just, you feel like there's something missing, and then all of a sudden something happens.
Yeah.
You're fulfilled.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, it's going to be at Boulder Dash. It's July 18th, and it's what I like about the hours, too, because you can bring kiddos.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That was all part
also,
of the
Also, the other thing I wanted to mention is that buy wine, because Christian and Donna are donating a portion of the a percentage of the wine sales to the scholarship fund as well.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they're very wonderful. Generous in doing that. So they've been wonderful. They have been accommodating and wonderful. So, yeah, please come and do what you can. Do
yeah.
buy raffle tickets. Enjoy the entertainment. Enjoy the food. The
beautiful
food truck,
painting by Marge Bride.
You know, patronize everything and have a good time. Everything there is for your benefit and to benefit our cause and a thank you to benefit our cause and thank you for benefiting our cause. So thank you, everyone. And,
although it's past. Although it's passed, I feel this group here was really involved with it. We had the Vietnam traveling wall down in Lenox. And as a Vietnam veteran, I want to thank Kathy and Dr. Michael, but also Michael. Michael Fabrizio has sung at this performance. At the celebration of the wall, at the opening ceremony. So, but also there's a lot of people who've done a lot to make this happen, because this just doesn't happen. This, getting the traveling wall to come to Lenox, to Berkshire County, that was in Dalton a couple of years ago, they did a great job, the Dalton Legion. But to get it to come here is no small task.
Mm-hmm.
Smitty Pignatelli, I take my hat off to you. You may not be in office, but you're still caring about the people.
Absolutely.
And, what you've done and the effort, and also Matt Cater in the Cater Foundation, and LP Adams, Pignatelli Electric, and funding and time and talent and all kinds of, and so many other people. As a Vietnam veteran, I thank you. And I thank Michael, because he sang and it touched everyone. And all I'm just saying to you, to the people, and I take this time, and I don't mean to take it from the colonial, but what all of you have done, whether you gave a dime or $100 or $1,000, we are dying at 390 a day, Vietnam veterans. So for those of us that are still here, we'll never forget this. I often think back on the wall in Dalton. Now I can think back of the wall in Lenox and all the people who have given so much. And Michael, thank you for coming and doing this for us.
You, of course. And also, Bill, I'll be performing on September 20th for the Gold Star Memorial,
right?
Which they're going to have in Lenox as well.
Yeah.
So just a quick plug for that.
Well, we're going to, Smitty and I are going to do a whole show on the Gold Star, because for those people that don't, and there's still, believe it or not, people who don't understand, the Gold Star is families. It can be a Gold Star mom or Gold Star family. Meant that they lost a loved one in the war. Again,
and this covers all the wars. This is
all the wars, yeah. All the wars. And but the wall was just ours, because as I mentioned in my little speech there, It was our war, and our peers died in it. So with that, on that happy note, we want you to come. Don't forget, July 18th, Boulder Dash. You will be entertained. I promise you, if you go with an open mind, you will leave with a heart of gratitude. Mm-hmm. You guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on. And I will say this, too. What I like about Boulder Dash, because a lot of people my age worry, it's accessible and there is parking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. And,
that's what I always look for. Michael, thank you so much for coming up to do this. And also the Gold Star and the Vietnam Wall. Kathy, you've worked so diligently to make this happen.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to do it every year. It really
is. Yeah. And to the people who have been helpful, Allison Rahilly Bales, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean,
yes, she's been amazing. McGuire. Allison's been incredible. She's been in charge of the children's program and going into the schools. And she's been an amazing, like a rock for this program. She really is. So, we thank her profusely. She's a wonderful person.
And also, we would be so remiss. Kathy Jo Grover, she takes that kids education program to schools far and wide.
Correct.
They perform, and I think the world of Kathy Jo and her son, Michael. So it's going to be a fun time. Don't miss it, because if you do, you know what you say? Oh, we missed it.
Oh, there'll be T-shirts for sale.
Yeah.
Okay. The T-shirts will have Here We Go Around Again, third annual. The logo and the sponsors will be listed on there as well. So they're $25. I think they're black, $25. Really nice T-shirts. So don't hesitate to purchase, one of those. It'll be, I think in years to come, they'll be collectibles.
Yeah. And so, again, thank you so much. And as I say at the closing of every show, God bless. And today, try to lift somebody's burden for them. Make them laugh. Call them on the phone. Take them out for a coffee. The world's got to be kind of a stressful place. And what I want you to remember is we need each other. What we do for each other, we'll get back. Trust me. We're all in this together.
That's for sure.
Be well. God bless. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you, Bill.
We'll see ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Probably. Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye. Bye.